Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here in London, and we've got the pleasure to be here with Roberto Andò, director of Viva la Libertà. Welcome, Roberto.
Welcome.
So let's just start very briefly, easily, with the very first question. How was the genesis of the film? How did you come up with the idea of the film?
Il film nasce da un romanzo, e quindi risalgo appunto a
well, first of all, there was a novel, my novel, and the idea of this novel came up from a particular historical moment we lived in Italy. We lived a profound disillusionment. It was that historical moment in which Berlusconi era came to an end, but it was somehow still there, and the opposition was not strong enough to really express and activate a change. So I thought of this novel as an act of rebellion, out of the desire to change something. And so this figure of the madman came up to my mind, this false secretary of the opposition party that is the twin of the real one. And at the very beginning, I thought that this kind of story could only be told through literature, because I really wanted to explore the mental, the dimension of the mind of this character, more than his actions. But then I thought that this was also a good matter for cinema, because it gave me the chance to explore the face of a man and the landscape of resemblance that connects this to the nature of cinema itself, which is ambiguity. Here we have two persons, they look the same, but they are very different in the way of thinking and looking at the world. And then there is this important point, the actor. I said many times that Tony Servillo was the only actor that I wanted to play this role, not only because he's a great actor, but because when he started being an important figure in Italian cinema, he sort of imposed a new way of acting, of making cinema, because on the one hand it has this very concrete, recognizable face. You can see all his life and background in his face, but on the other hand there is his way of acting that really express a state of mind, and this is a prerogative that is just his own. Mastroianni wasn't like that, Volonté wasn't like that. I think of him as an actor creator. He's someone who creates drama and not and is not only subject to it. So yeah, that's how I decided to pass from the novel to the film.
E quindi da lì poi è partita l'avventura del film.
I will stick to what you said, because it's very interesting, especially the use of yours as a director of Servillo, you know, which is the vessel of the whole kind of drama that we have here. Because in a way, from a acting perspective, the fact of actually representing two characters at the same time, which also kind of bipolar in a way, gives a lot of freedom, almost too much freedom for an actor to actually experiment and go towards the two different kind of psychologies behind it. So during shooting, you as a director, what was the sort of mantra that you kept saying to Servillo, to just stick to one side or another, or just keep the idea of the double, which is very dramatic, or you just left it and left the freedom of exploring and expanding the two different psychologies that emerge together?
Dal punto di vista, Servillo, come tutti I grandi attori, è un attore.
Well, Tony Servillo asked for direction, wanted to be guided through the filmmaking process, and I think he really faced this role in the most logical way, because he is just one actor and he had to play two roles. So there is this kind of split personality division that stays at the core of the film. So on the one hand we have Hernani, the madman, that is always an actor in his life, that because he plays the role of someone else. And in this sense, Tony Servillo once said that this is also a film about the act of acting. And then on the other hand we have the real secretary of the party, who is not mentally ill, but in a way is more ill than the other one, because he's depressed, because he is a runaway, because he can't express his voice, and he doesn't know who he really is. And in the filmmaking process, we decided to shoot first the part of the madman, and Tony Servillo asked to do that because he didn't want to be influenced by the character, by the other role, because the madman role is more difficult, exactly because he can't find an actual counterpart in reality.
Mentre l'altro, in un certo senso, è più riferibile a una realtà.
The idea of ambiguity also is expressed perfectly by the use of poetry. You know, you have also this kind of recurrent undertones, both in the way that you shot it and also by the actual use of poetry that we have through Giovanni's character, that actually in two of the pivotal moments, as a politician or as a reciter of a politician, he uses a beautiful haiku and Brecht as well, which Brecht again, ambiguity in theatre. You always had in mind the fact that the use of poetry is both a sort of call to Italian politics to kind of revive and embrace culture, into politics, as well as the fact, which is the counterpart of poetry, as the antipodes of actual a true and sincere dialogue between politician and the voters.
Ma questo uso della poesia nasce proprio dal romanzo, cioè io mi ero...
Well, this use of poetry comes from the novel, first of all, because we have this character here that speaks through quotes, and quoting poetry in particular. But we can acknowledge two different kinds of usage of this poetry. On the one hand, he uses poetry in public, so he tells poetry, and this is a poetic and emotional text that really produces a value, and through this value we can really communicate with people, and these words have not an expiry date, and this is the case in which the character uses Brecht, who is the most important German poet of all times, and is both a poet of civil of social commitment and of the poet of intimacy at the same time. And on the other hand, the character uses poetry when he's talking with his colleagues, and this is the case in which he uses haiku, for example. So in this cases, poetry takes meaning to its extreme consequences, because it is an obscure language, the degree zero of meaning in a way, and this is the same kind of language that Italian politicians used to use. I can think of the famous parallel convergences pronounced by Aldo Moro, and this kind of dialect strategy that kind of border with the complete void. So I think poetry is an important element because it's a communicative strategy that we usually read poetry in silence, but I think that if we read it aloud, it can really bring an energy.
Portare un'energia, perché è una parola che restituita un'energia, ecco.
Thank you very much, Roberto, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.